Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
What's up, Sal?
You just said the Mets have one thing and that Soto is great. What metrics can you point to that show that Soto is great?
He is. I mean, what metric do you want me to use? The fact that he's a World Series champion? The fact that he's been
we talking about this year. You said for the Mets.
Yeah, look at his numbers. Look at his numbers in June. No, I said he's great. That's what I said.
Oh, so you're talking about overall.
I'm talking about Juan Soto being great. What's so hard to comprehend? I mean, what are you getting here? That's one of the easier conversations we've ever had. Do you disagree with that?
Yeah.
The last 10 games, do you know the Mets' record in those 10 games?
9-1.
No.
1-9.
Correct.
1-9.
Okay. Do you know Pete Alonso's numbers? And baby steps. It's okay, Steph. We'll get there. Do you know Pete Alonso's
numbers?
No problem. Do you know Pete Alonso's numbers in those 10 games?
I don't.
Okay. I'll give them to you. 16 strikeouts, 2 extra base hits, 1 RBI.
Same way Pete was smashing in the beginning of the season. You wasn't talking so negative about Juan Soto in the beginning of the season like you're doing Pete.
It's not accurate. It's not accurate. And there's proof on social media.
Accurate.
No, it's not. I was the first one in this town to criticize Juan Soto. Go check it out. Get your facts straight and then give us a call back, Steph. I mean, come on, guys. Give me a break. So now I'm an apologist for Juan Soto. Right. Sal rips Pete Alonso but doesn't question Juan Soto. I mean, you got to have your facts straight before you call up.
Oh, man, it's been a little bit of everything today. 888-808-1019. We'll finish up on the phones.
But before we do that, Evan did it again yesterday. I don't know if you saw this on the way out. So Evan went to the Mets game last night, as he always does, with Hoff.
Yes, Big Hoff was in the house.
Okay. And before his show started, we were walking out. He's like, hey, you want to go tonight? And I'm like, go where? Like, to the Mets game? Yeah, I couldn't get rid of the 2 tickets.
The half ask.
Like, now, I appreciate him asking, and I'm not even offended by the last minute thing, but, like, he throws in there, like, yeah, I couldn't get rid of the tickets, so if you want to go, I just can't get rid of them. Like, What kind of ask is that? You were going with Hoff. You already... Hoff, when were you made aware that Evan was going to take you to a game?
Sometime Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Wow. Gave you a nice logistical heads up there.
We converse quite often.
You do.
I'm starting to get the sense... Evan doesn't really want me to go to a game with him.
Well, I appreciate his transparency because I agree. I think he feels compelled because he sees you. And he is a good-hearted person at his core.
Yes.
I don't think there's a malicious bone. Now, there's some geeky bones.
Not malicious at all.
There's not a malicious bone in that man's body. I think he's a good person, a good soul. And, like, he just kind of, instead of keeping it to himself, he says it out loud because he wants you to think that he wants you to go. He don't want you to go.
No.
He don't want you to go.
I think what happens is he's hesitant to ask because he doesn't want to ask me last minute and have me be offended.
Or he doesn't want to ask you early enough and have you say yes and have to take you.
Well, that's he would clearly prefer to sell them, which is fine. Yeah. Then invite me to a game.
Uh-huh.
But he invites Hoff to a game. He invites Mraz to a game. Loogie, Tiki. They're all going to games.
Yeah.
And then with me, it's like, ah. And at least he admitted that. I give him credit for that. But it's like, couldn't get rid of the tickets. You want to come tonight?
Yeah.
And I almost said, yeah. Like, I would have loved to have gone to that game.
That would have
like
been a good game to jump in on.
Problem is
well,
I have.
Outside of the result, of course.
I know. Can you imagine me being in there with Soto? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I could. The bottom line is... You're on the outside looking in with Ev.
Yeah, he doesn't want me to go to the games.
I know you've known him for a long time. And
I've gone to plenty of games before.
When he punched you at one of the games, the next game.
We've taken him to Met games before. We've been there.
I know he doesn't have any problems with you, but there's no closeness. Like, there's no realness there. Because think about this. He's boys with Hoff. They work on the Rico.
Correct.
Okay, so you understand that dynamic. You know, he's a stargazer, so he's going to ask Tiki to join along once in a while.
I mean, that is his partner.
That's his partner, of course. Mraz, I genuinely think that he enjoys Mraz and Loogie's company. All right, now Loogie's a Mets guy,
yeah.
So there's that commonality there. I think
I'm a Mets guy. Like, Mets
I know. I think he enjoys Sean's zaniness there. So he's not going to ask me because he knows I'm not going to go.
Right.
Who's he going to ask? Don't.
I know, but I want to ask. I want a real. I don't want an invitation. I want a real ask. Hey, you want to come to the game with me? pick a day, whatever, and then we go, whether it's Hoff, whether it's Lugie, Moran, whoever.
Yeah.
But I'm getting the, hey, I couldn't get rid of the tickets, which I don't even care, but I, you know, unfortunately, the way my life is right now, I kind of need a little bit of an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scheduled for SNY afterward. I couldn't go to the game last. There's no way.
That's not the principle. You want to know that, you know, he cares about you and he asked you in advance.
Yeah. Now, what's your bone to pick with him?
Well, it's not a personal bone at all. So, funny. It kind of ties into the Mets game last night. So, I guess Hoff was just having a conversation with Evan. Hoff, if you had a guess, how many games has he gone to?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Shea and City, 1,000? I mean, 2,000?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a book of 81 home games over the years, yeah, so okay. I think he's gone to close to 1,000.
It has to be up there, not to mention some road games as well. Anyway, long story short, he's never gotten a foul ball. And now that's based on luck. That's kind of based on proximity to where he... Although where he sits, he should have more
100%
access.
100%, yeah.
And apparently, just as he was telling Hoff that he's had no luck with foul balls, one came screaming his way. And now I have... every reason to know why he doesn't get a foul ball, because he ducked and he basically hid under the chair.
That's not
basically.
True. No,
a 1,000% true.
Did he duck?
Ronald Acuna Jr. hit a foul ball, hit back to back ones. Actually, the second one got saved by the screen, but the first one came and he ducked and then almost hit a girl in the back.
And where were you? Where were you?
I was next to him, but I couldn't get through him.
Well,
I didn't want to go through
one
him.
Hand that he had a hamburger.
Nah,
the other.
Not at all. I was on my phone, you know, doing my little, you know, fancy baseball stuff. But no, the point is that I didn't want to go through Evan.
Yeah.
So I let him, you know, maybe try to catch the ball. Instead of him putting his hand up, he went down.
And also, I was informed that I guess he has this little plastic contraption, this little fan that he connects to the barn.
Yes.
When I see that fan, I think old grandma on the B3 bus in Brooklyn going to King's Plaza.
He needs that fan to keep his tuna sandwich cool. Did he bring a radio to it, transistor radio in there?
No, he did not pull a turn off.
BT and Sal on the fan. Eric is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Nothing much. I got a couple of things real quick. They sound kind of kooky at first, but if you listen to them, look into them, they might make a little bit of sense. One, I want to make just a shout-out to my Mets fans. Let us do what we did last year. It just might work. Last year, they attribute the Mets turnaround to a lot of different things.
Oh, my God.
The rally pimp, you know, the meeting with Lindor. But Grimace threw out the first pitch on June 12th.
Oh, God.
Lindor had his meeting on May 29th. But even before that, in April, what we did was we cheered Lindor even when he was in his slump. And I think we can kind of use that to our advantage a little bit to kind of turn things around a little bit. I want to get you guys thought on that. And one more thing, before I go. I don't know if anybody has noticed the similarity in the facial structure between Jalen Brunson and Kodai Senga. And I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
That's basically cool, Eric.
That's almost as odd as the Dodgers and Giants get together for lunch when the Giants come into play.
Have not noticed it. Don't really care about that necessarily. Appreciate the observation there. The Mets fans have been cheering.
Yeah. I haven't heard a negative tone yet.
I mean, maybe a little bit with Soto. They were starting to be impatient a little bit.
That's true. There were some murmurs with Soto. I'm talking about like during the losing streak.
Yeah,
early when he wasn't hitting the way they wanted. They were a little frustrated, which I get. No, the Met fans have been supportive. The Met fans have been there. Hop, what was the number last night? 40,000? You didn't get 40, did you?
I think it was 38,000, 39,000.
Yeah, nothing to push back on that. You're almost at 40. That's awesome on a sweltering night.
Jeff is in Oceanside. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, guys? I tried to call you early. Was on hold for an hour and a half, so I had to give up and have to do some work.
go ahead, Jeff. Sorry.
That's all right. With the Mets, I'm a huge Mets fan. I've called before. And the issue I have right now is they have no third baseman, they have no catcher, they have no DH, and they have no center fielder.
I've said this.
And I don't think that's an exaggeration.
I've said this for a while. I agree.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.